sûr, pour tes chitans, nous t'en disons qu'à parler de Haïti, qu'à parler d'un seul bail, qui n'est pas même concerné.
Mais on n'est pas concerné. On n'est pas concerné parce que dans le Caraïbe, là, n'importe ça qui passe l'autre bois, il arrive ici. L'a pas affecté. One way or the other. You know, whatever happened over there will affect what's going on here.
Même j'ai un problème global warming.
That's what it does. Okay? So, it's yours, it's mine, and that's why we play our part. Here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM. WGXC Accra.
If you are hungry or just want to help community radio, come on out on Thursday, May 25th to Left Bank Ciders in Catskill to their community soup night. WGXC is organizing this night, Thursday, May 25th, with a live on-site broadcast, DJs, and soup. Come on out for a bowl of soup, conversation, and some music. Each Thursday night, Left Bank Ciders hosts a community soup night where volunteers make soup with proceeds benefiting a local nonprofit. All proceeds go to Waveforms WGXC 90.7 FM. On Thursday, May 25th, the Left Bank Ciders in Catskill from 5 to 7 p.m.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Leah Bertucci of Ridgewood, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
It's the Ralph Nader Radio Hour.
Stand up, stand up. You've been sitting way too long.
Welcome to the Ralph Nader Radio Hour. My name is Steve Scrovan, along with my co-host, David Feldman. Hello, David.
Hello.
And we have the man of the hour who, unlike David's voice, is probably not cracking at this point, Ralph Nader. Hello, Ralph.
Hello, welcome. This is a program about resistance toward victory.
For the past week and a half, I've been walking a picket as a member of the Writers Guild of America. That's because we're on strike. Some of you might be surprised to know that not all Hollywood writers are rich. It has always been a precarious profession, but now changes in technology and how the major studios and streamers do business has made it hard for many of the writers who create and develop your favorite TV shows and movies to even make a living. This dilemma is emblematic of the issues facing so many other industries across the country, namely the gigification of the American workforce, where one man, the CEO of Time Warner, David Zaslav, makes an annual salary of $250 million a year. His salary alone would be enough to pay 10,000 writers. So we've invited the former president of the WGA West, David Goodman, onto the program. David is not only a writer of many of your favorite TV shows, including Family Guy, Star Trek Enterprise, and American Dad, but he's also co-chair of the committee representing the writers in their negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. We will look forward to getting the inside scoop on everything that's going on with the current writer's strike. After that, we'll welcome back UC Berkeley anthropology PhD candidates and library champions Sandra Asagora and Jesus Gutierrez. Our regular listeners will remember their campaign to save the UC Berkeley Anthropology Library from closure. UC Berkeley's reputation as a bastion of progressive ideals belies decades of disinvestment, corporatization, and regressive policies that have cut the heart out of one of America's oldest public universities. Closing the Anthropology Library is just one way in which University of California leadership has abandoned their students, faculty, and their other stakeholders. So we look forward to speaking about the ongoing struggle at Berkeley. As always, somewhere in the middle, we'll check in with our corporate crime reporter, Russell Mokhiber. But first, why am I marching around Disney for 4 hours a day? Feldo?
David Goodman has written for over 20 television series. His best-known work is as head writer and executive producer on Family Guy. He was the president of the Writers Guild of America West from 2017 to 2021. In that capacity, Mr. Goodman led the Guild in a campaign to force the Hollywood talent agencies into adopting a new code of conduct to better serve the needs of their writers. And today, he serves as co-chair of the WGA Negotiating Committee in their strike against the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Welcome to the Ralph Nader Radio Hour, David Goodman.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome indeed, Mr. Goodman. This is unabashedly an affirmative answer to the question that unions have asked for decades. Whose side are you on? And we're on your side. I'm a member of the SAG-AFTRA union, have been for many years. I know what those unions have done for artists, people who get on TV and radio and produce a lot of profits for their TV and radio stations. So welcome again. And I want to open this by providing a frame of reference. You're dealing with an industry that pays some of its executives a lot of money. One of them received last year, reportedly, a pay package worth $250 million. That is 2.5 times more than what Tim Cook, the CEO of the most profitable corporation in the world, Apple, received. So this is where it all starts out. The double standard, the inequity. And I want to hand this part of the program over to Steve Scorbine, because Steve is very much part of it. He's been involved in the picketing and the demonstrating and the public information. And let our listeners know that a lot of those programs that they watch on TV or listen to on the radio all over the country are written by the people who are on the picket lines and are pretty mercilessly exploited by the corporate titans that rake off the profits. Why don't you take it from here, Steve?
Yeah, thanks, Ralph. David and I have known each other for a long time, probably 15 years since the previous strike from 2007-2008, which was really an important strike for the writers to get jurisdiction over what they, at that time, they called new media, was essentially the internet. And we knew that if you don't get your foot in there at the beginning, then you never get it back. Why are we striking today, David? Why am I walking for 4 hours around the Disney studios on strike carrying a sign?
First, let me just say it's a pleasure to be here and pleasure to be talking to you and to Ralph Nader, one of my heroes. But just speaking to the specific situation, it's very similar in a broad sense to what happened in 2007. We saw a future back then of...
Bye. go out. Thank you. know that my father will always show the friend that you are. That's the end of today's sound. You see the darling and you got him down. You see the thing you find it all the way. Somebody told us to keep our ways. You're all the joy you make you have to be your life and save you that. They'll know you're the one you love. You send it home, so you know. Oh Lord, you're so high. Oh, make me cry. I don't like I will moan. I don't like I will honk. I don't like I something. Only like I something. The world.
Thank you. Listening to La Ville Humaine on WGXC 90.7 FM coming from Hudson. This is about halfway through a program. We're just listening to Can. That was a track called Pinch from an album called Ege Bamyase. And currently, we also were listening to a project by Julio Cesar Morales, which was a project commissioned by, produced by Hall Walls in Buffalo, New York. And that's The Year of the Diamond Dogs. I'm going to play a few more things for the next half an hour. So keep listening, and we'll start with, let's hear what Buckminster Fuller has to say from Critical Path, and he's going to be accompanied by Stuart Dumpster, Paulina Oliveras. You can only hear these kinds of things here on WGXC. Community radio. for Open Ears in the Hudson Valley.
Friends and family, my wife's family and friends would say I was being stubbornly treacherous to my wife and daughter, not attempting to earn a living. Thus scolded, I would from time to time accept a job that was proffered me by some friend, and for the moment all these friends and family were relieved and delighted. In each instance, however, all my grand strategy would languish and things would go wrong until for the one reason or another I jumped off the deep end again, recommitted myself to the unfunded comprehensive program of solving problems by environment modifying artifacts produced through the most advanced scientific and technological means, and everything would go smoothly again. By and large, I seem to have made more mistakes than any others whom I know, but have learned thereby to make ever swifter acknowledgement of the errors, thereafter immediately set about to deal more effectively with the truths disclosed by the acknowledgement of erroneous assumptions. I don't want anybody, reader of this chronicle, to think that I am anything other than what I am, an average healthy human being, with all the attendant weaknesses and vulnerabilities. What is important is that the reorientation of my life, the criteria of its conduct, did render such an average human being more effective than under conventional circumstances. There's one, as yet unmentioned, comprehensively overriding commitment that I made before developing all my already recounted disciplines and commitments, especially to the principle of precession, whereby I gained complete release from the concept of earning a living for my family and myself, and gained as well the day-to-day practical physical implementation of all my artifact inventing and reduction of the latter to physical demonstrations. I've deliberately kept this all-important commitment to the last. If it did not come first in my life pattern, however, it's quite possible that I might not have had the insights led to all the intercomplementary resolutions and self-discipline.
These are the sounds of your new party line, CB, or Citizens Band Radio. It has a language of its own, your new language, as you use and get to know your CB. Today, the uses of Citizens Band Radio are limitless. Units of all descriptions can be found in business establishments, recreational vehicles, your car, boat, small aircraft, literally anywhere. Short-distance communications are desirable. Base units provide a line of contact between the motorist, his home or office, and also a means of communication with other base units. Commercial services use Citizens Band Radio to dispatch vehicles and to check scheduling. Other services, such as ski patrols, surveyors, highway maintenance crews, and farmers use two-way CB radio communications to boost efficiency and save time. Now that you know where you can use your CB radio, it's about time I told you what you need to operate. First, you must have an FCC license.
We'll be right back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Is it really?